Welcome back to Saturday Splash with Lynn
and Maddie.
We've got a special guest with us today. Joelle Tichy is here with us, and she's the Executive Director of Trees Greenville. Welcome, Joelle.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming to teach us about trees. So, Trees Greenville, what is this wonderful organization?
Well, Trees Greenville is a nonprofit. We were founded in 2005. We are countywide. Our mission is to plant, promote, and protect trees in Greenville County. So we plant in parks, schools, and neighborhoods. We promote the benefits of trees, and we protect trees by teaching people how to properly plant, care, and maintain trees.
That's really cool. So where are some of the places that you've put trees in?
Oh my gosh, we have over 250 plantings in Greenville for the last 9 years. So
wow.
Let's see, to narrow it down, I would say of those, let's say 120 different sites, about 50 are at Greenville County Schools. There are about, I think 39% of our plantings are in neighborhoods. And then we're also on parks and green spaces too.
Wow.
So people don't realize it, but our trees are all over the place.
They've definitely seen Trees Greenville trees.
They have seen our trees. Yeah. We have planted 4,426 trees.
Wow.
So far.
Wow.
We know where some of those trees are. They're at the Long Branch Baptist Church.
That's right.
We work with Joelle on getting trees for that project.
That's right. Yeah. So who qualifies to get these trees? How do they come to you? If I want a tree, how do I get it?
Well, it depends, I guess. If you are just a resident and you want trees in your neighborhood, you can contact us and say, hey, I want to be a Trees Greenville neighborhood. And then we would say, well, Maddie, do you want to be a resident coordinator? And you might say, yeah, that sounds
totally
great. What do I have to do?
Sounds like something you do.
So ultimately, we arm you with the information that you need to gather up the community for a meeting or a wine, cheese, and trees, whatever it might be.
I like wine, cheese, and trees.
Oh,
okay.
That sounds good.
And then we tell people about tree plantings and we ask them if they want to participate. In low to moderate income neighborhoods, we provide free trees. So back to where some of our trees are, we've planted over 300 trees in the Brutontown community.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people know those trees. We've also planted in Freetown, Poe Mill, since those are Greenville County Redevelopment Authority neighborhoods. We provided those trees free to the residents.
Great.
If you are in a middle to high income neighborhood, the trees are on a sliding scale. So essentially a tree costs us $100 to buy, another $100 to plant. So we'd say, okay, Maddie, based on your neighborhood and the income level, what do you think you and your neighbors can afford to pay for a tree? So we set that with you. So there's some fee for tree in a middle to high income neighborhood.
And I noticed you said a neighbor would, not a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, we launched Neighborwoods back in 2008, and we wanted to be a part of something locally that was also something happening nationally. So Neighborwoods is a neat little word that was coined by Chicago's urban forester back in Chicago in the 80s. And so since then, the Sacramento Tree Foundation started a Neighborwoods program and then Trees Atlanta. And these are two old tree planting nonprofits that are like Trees Greenville, except we're only 11 years old and they are well over 25 years old. So there's actually a National Neighborwoods Month. It's in October. So
Neighborwoods Month.
Happy National Neighborwoods Month. So when we plant trees in October, we might say, you know, we're planting 20 trees here or 50 trees there, but we're really able to show that we're a part of something happening nationally as well.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
And we've got a larger organization, Trees SC.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Trees Greenville an affiliate or are they separate that do similar missions?
They are very separate organizations. Mm-hmm. We are partnered with each other on our Tree Keepers Project, which used to be called the Urban Tree Care Initiative. But ultimately, Trees SC is South Carolina's Urban and Community Forestry Council. Every state has to have a forestry council. And so that's just a mouthful to say, you know, the Urban and Community Forestry Council. So they do business as Trees SC.
Cool.
That makes much more sense, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, so their target audience are industry professionals, arborists, landscapers, things like that. Whereas our target audience is everybody in Greenville because trees are good. And that's why we were started, because trees are good.
Trees are great.
I want trees in my neighborhood to be a neighbor wood. So what is the process? We do a community group meeting, and in our neighborhood, we would have beer, not wine. But, you know, that works with trees, too. That's awesome. And then so you'd come in, you'd find some community captains. And what's the process from there? Do you teach us where to put the trees and how to plant them?
Yeah. So what happens from there is we would actually leave behind a stack of resident registrations with you. So we might give some out that night, but then you would also have some. So you're the one who goes door to door to your neighbors and kind of talks it up. And you might find some other co-captains to get out in the community and spread the word. Once you call us up and say, hey, Joelle, we've got about 12 residents that are interested, then we start, you give us the resident registrations, we call them up and we say, hey, we're going to be in your neighborhood this Friday. So we're going to be in your neighborhood. We're going to be marking areas that might be good for a tree. And then we work with each individual homeowner to find the right tree for the right place. Because of people's work schedules, we tend to communicate via orange flag. So we might come through a neighborhood and you might have on your resident registration say that you wanted two trees. And so we'll find a few spots in your yard. We'll leave orange trees there. We might write on there suggestions, or we might call you as a follow-up or an email if we have it. But then ultimately we'll work with you to figure out what tree we're going to plant where. And then we select a date for a community tree planting. They're typically Saturday mornings. We plant most Saturday mornings, October through March. So we pick a Saturday morning. The trees get delivered to your house Friday night. And then Saturday morning, Trees Greenville volunteers, along with community volunteers, come out and we all plant trees together. But every Trees Greenville planting starts with a workshop. So we teach people how to properly plant, root prune, and mulch trees. So our survival rate is outstanding.
Wow. But, what is root pruning?
Root pruning, the majority of the trees that we plant are in 15-gallon containers. So if you can imagine, you know, tree roots grow out from a tree, but if they're grown in a container, once they hit the edge of the container, they start growing in circles. So when you plant a tree, you need to prune the roots to stop the circular roots. You even need to do that if trees are in a, you know, a field-grown tree, a B&B tree. But we like to tell our volunteers, even the middle schoolers, that after they've planted trees with us, they know how to plant a tree better than most industry professionals.
Wow.
Because we follow, there are actually standards on how to properly plant a tree. And it involves planting trees at the right depth. It involves the width of the hole, and it involves mulching, proper mulching. You can drive around, and so often, I mean, just out of my car window, I can drive through Greenville County and I can see that trees are planted too deep. And I can see that trees are not mulched properly. Mulch should never touch the trunk of a tree. It should only be 2 to 4 inches deep, and it should never touch the trunk.
Hmm.
So these are common mistakes that you see. And, you know, even a lot of landscapers are, you know, they pile up mulch up against the trunk of a tree, which we think is kind of silly. I mean, why would you two pay a landscaper to come to your house and mulch your trees, and they do it wrong, and really they're killing your trees?
Oh. And so does every tree need to be mulched?
Yeah, trees like mulch. Yeah.
Keeps the moisture in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
A lot of the trees. So what kind of trees are you most often planting? What species?
You know, we have actually planted over 84 different species in the last 11 years. So we like urban hardy. Most of our trees are mostly native, but we plant a variety of oaks, maples, southern magnolia. There's a few evergreens we plant, like different American hollies and things of the sort. But we've got a long list on our website, actually.
That's very cool. But I'm guessing you don't plant Bradford pears?
We do not.
Yeah.
No, we do not plant any invasive tree. So we like to focus on trees that'll be around for generations yet to come. We call them legacy trees, trees that'll live 100 years or more. And back to Trees SC, that's why we're partnered with them on Tree Keepers and the Urban Tree Care Initiative. Did you read in the paper last week the little article that talked about how Greenville County's population growth is estimated to be 200,000 people in the next 15 years?
Wow. I missed that one.
So when you think about 200,000 people, our current population is 491,000 based on our last census.
So where almost are those another 50%.
Yeah. So where are those other 200,000 people going to go? So what, you know, part of the why of Trees Greenville is that we're obviously going to lose land. It's going to be converted from forest to urban use. Trees are replanted. That's fine. But when trees are replanted, they need to be planted and cared for properly mm-hmm. because we get benefits from mature trees. And that's back to the bigger why of Trees Greenville. Trees Greenville was founded because of two very real issues facing the upstate. And one is air quality and the second is stormwater.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, in general terms, one mature tree removes the equivalent of 11,000 miles of car emissions each year.
Wow.
And generally speaking, one mature tree removes 500 gallons of stormwater each year. So after rain events, they keep 500 gallons of stormwater out.
And that's just one tree.
That's just one tree. Wow. So we've planted 4,426 trees. So just to give you an idea, we use the USDA to develop this software called iTree, and we use it for every planting season. So our last planting season, we planted 415 trees, and the iTree benefits, the stormwater benefits, are 9,473 gallons of rainfall intercepted.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's really amazing. You think about when you say it saves the equivalent of 11,000 miles of car pollution. I guess the average based on people who get leases is 12,000 miles a year.
Wow. So by planting one tree, you've offset your driving for a whole year.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Plant some trees, y'all.
But we need the trees to grow, live, and thrive, which is why we need them planted properly and we need them mulched properly.
Okay. Do you have some tree care tips for people with existing trees in their yard?
Yeah, I would make sure that the mulch is not piled high up against the bark. And if you have a question, I would call an arborist. Okay. But you can learn a lot more on our website, treesgreenville.org.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk quickly about, you said that we are rapidly developing. What are some of the benefits of trees in cities?
Oh, gosh. Trees mitigate the heat island effect. I think that's going to be the biggest one, is that trees provide shade and keep things cooler. So it goes back to air quality. If we can keep things cooler, we will have less ground level ozone even forming.
And in the shade, it's about 10 degrees cooler, right, than in the sun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Trees Greenville. Check them out. Treesgreenville.org. You are listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
People came miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air.